Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the third week of August 2025, which means the pineapple time has come to an end. But what a year it has been. A big thank you to the Hy-Vees for selling the pineapples. And this year, something special, they did pineapple brats, which were a huge hit. And we'll talk more about the pineapple gala here in just a little bit. But first, for new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous has just completed its 50th year of serving campers this past year, growing from 211 campers served during the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers served in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. We've had a great week this past week. The theme was Under the Sea. Lots of activities, particularly over with Lake Todd and with our indoor swimming pools. Just a super weekend. Last weekend was a respite weekend, in which was a time in which families dropped their children with special needs off on Friday night, came back on Sunday, had a terrific weekend, and our travel campers just returned from Alaska, and wow, they have a lot of stories about their great time in the wilderness and everything else that goes with beautiful Alaska. And of course, we had the big pineapple gala on Friday night. We gave out a few awards, and we'd like to talk about those just a little bit. The first one is our Trailblazer Award. And for almost all the history of Camp Courageous, going back 50 years, Transamerica has been involved with Camp Courageous. And of course, Transamerica was Life Investors, then Agon, and then eventually Transamerica. Life Investors started supporting Camp Courageous during some of the camp's earliest years through the company and through employee support and volunteerism. Life Investors employees like Theron Thompson, Art Christofferson were longtime Camp Courageous board members and used to carpool to board meetings with fellow board members Dottie Cummins, Kay Pillick, Bill Quinby, Jim LeMaster, Rich Altorfer, Jim Klinger, and Frida Thomas, all in Theron's van. And did they have some adventures on the way over here? And then that all culminated into 1985. Life Investors was celebrating its 25th anniversary, and they raffled off a McLaren sports car, and they raised money, and up to that point in time, it was the biggest fundraiser in the history of Camp Courageous. They raised $55,000, and they gave away this beautiful car. Dottie Cummins drew the winning ticket, was a University of Iowa student, and former Governor Bob Ray was there on hand because he was CEO of Life Investors at that time. Life Investors introduced the camp to thousands of people. They were sold out to Agon, then eventually Transamerica. And for years, the entire Cedar Rapids operation, headed up by honorary board members Dan and Kara Voorhees, daughter Chris Voorhees, they raised the money and items for the Pineapple Gala and for Camp Courageous in general. They had always had the best baskets. And then Chris went on with Transamerica and started the Camp Courageous Sprint Triathlon, which over 15 years raised $500,000. We can't thank them enough for all that they've been involved with here at Camp Courageous. Almost every major construction project, from camper cabins to staff dormitories to sidewalks to nature trails, the indoor pool, you name it, they have been involved. A big thank you to Transamerica, this year's Camp Courageous Trailblazer Award winners. Also, Pineapple Gala night, we inducted Eloise Dennis onto the Camp Courageous Honorary Board. Eloise has been involved in Camp Courageous for decades. Her and her late husband, Dr. Robert Dennis, have been longtime supporters of Bob's Medical Supplies, came to Camp Courageous, along with Bob's Fiat we raffled off a few years ago. Eloise has donated 3 tracts of land to Camp Courageous in the past couple years, from which the proceeds Camp Courageous hopes to build a Dr. Robert and Eloise Equestrian Center here at Camp Courageous. Eloise is a wonderful human being. She is there to serve and support the least of those amongst us. She is a person of exceptional humility and service to others. They do not come any finer. So, Pineapple Gala night, we presented the Honorary Board Member Award to Eloise Dennis. We also introduced and acknowledged Merlin Holsey, who's going to be 102, longtime Camp Courageous board member. He has recently retired from the board, and we had a wonderful time. Everyone singing Merlin Holsey, happy birthday on his 102nd birthday, which is coming up on September 21st. Been a busy time of the year here at Camp Courageous. Of course, Friday night we had the gala. Saturday night, a big thank you to Jim White, who treated the staff and volunteers to a cruise on the Mississippi River. I had a wonderful time and a great opportunity to give a lot of our staff that had never seen the Mississippi before the opportunity to actually float on and have a beautiful dinner. Sunday, I'm going to be heading over to Hampton, Illinois for the Bi-State VW Picnic. Each year they do this to benefit Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous has lost some dear friends here in the past week. Camper Alex Mead. Alex was from Newhall, Iowa. Wonderful parents, Carol Mead and John. Alex had been coming to camp for 20 years. Always loved coming to Camp Courageous, and he brought so much joy. Alex was always known for having a joke of the day, always a big smile on his face, and just a true joy to be around. Once again, camp sympathy goes out to his parents, John and Carol. We also lost Jim Roth in an airplane accident here in Monticello. Jim was from Bennett, Iowa, served on the Monticello Airport Board for years with him, always willing to do something extra for Camp Courageous. Also, Marianne Dvork from Fairfax passed away, longtime supporter. She asked at her memorial school to Camp Courageous. Patsy Say from Brooklyn, Iowa, once again, a longtime supporter of Camp Courageous. And lastly, camper Natalie Kerr. We just celebrated her 83rd birthday here at Camp Courageous. Been coming to camp for 18 years, and she recently passed away. So our sympathy goes out to her family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes that you have a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you today for listening. Thank you.